We have begun to record this call. Ya empezamos a grabar esta llamada, pero hay que invitar al Señor y la presencia, el ungimiento del Señor. We're going to invite the Lord, His presence and His anointing right now. Lord Jesus, le damos las gracias, Señor Jesús, por lo que ya estamos sintiendo. We thank you for what we are already feeling, Lord Jesus. We feel your touch, your anointing, your blessing in everything that has been taking place, Lord God. Y le damos las gracias en el nombre de Jesús. Amén y amén. Well, that's it. Everyone say amen. All right. Con eso dicho, hay que hablar del mensaje que oímos anoche de nuestro pastor. Let's talk about this message that we heard last night from Pastor Clark and I. And the title of the message was, and I'm not exact on the title, but it had to do with having faith in the power of God, or having faith to believe in the power of God. El mensaje que predicó el pastor anoche fue fe, teniendo fe en el poder de Dios, o teniendo fe en creer en el poder de Dios. And what a message it was that we heard last night. Qué mensaje que el pastor nos dio hablando de cómo tener fe, no en Dios, pero en el poder de Dios. It's interesting, the thought here. Usually we know what faith is, and we have to have faith in God. But to be able to have faith, to believe that God wants to give us His power to accomplish the tasks, the missions that we need to accomplish. El pensamiento aquí es de poder tener fe, no nomás fe en Dios. Obviamente tenemos fe en Dios. Obviously we have faith in God. But now the thought is tener fe para poder creer que el Señor nos quiere dar un poder para poder cumplir con las promesas y con el misión, con la obra que el Señor nos quiere dar. And this is powerful for so many reasons. Esto es poderoso por tantas razones. And I'm going to just be very open with you on a personal prayer I had just in the last day while I steal a drink of water here. En un momento voy a tomar un traguito de agua. Just the night before, and before I go forward, let me stop here. And once again, as we are doing this devotion, mientras que estoy haciendo esta devoción, si tienen cualquier pensamiento, cualquier testimonio, mándenmelo por texto, por favor. While we're doing this devotion tonight, if you have a word, a testimony, any thought that you want to give, please feel free to text me that thought, that message, and I'll go ahead and read it out loud. We're going to be hearing from one or two people here at the end of the devotion. Vamos a estar escuchando de uno o dos personas al fin del devoción. So I just want you to be ready for that. So, in praying about this in the last couple of days, en la oración en los últimos dos días, me encontré orando yo mismo. I found myself praying precisely for this very thing. Lord Jesus, we want your miracles. Señor Jesús, queremos sus milagros. Queremos sus señas. We want your signs and your wonders in this last day, Lord Jesus. We've seen a lot of great things begin to take place in our church, in our evangelism. Pastor talked about the evangelism a few times last night. Ya hemos visto cosas grandes recientemente en nuestro evangelismo, hermanos. El pastor mencionó el evangelismo dos o tres veces anoche en el mensaje. And so in the last couple of days, just last night, and I'm sorry, previous night, Tuesday night and Wednesday morning in prayer, martes en la noche y miércoles en la mañana, mientras que yo estaba orando, y gente ya está mandando textos. People are already sending texts in. Praise God. We'll read them in just a moment. But in praying about this, en orando de estas cosas del evangelismo, yo empecé a decirle al Señor, Señor, yo quiero que usted nos mande, el poder que necesitamos para hacer los milagros y para ver las señas que usted nos quiere mandar. Lord Jesus, I want you to send us the miracles, the signs, and the wonders that we need right now, presently, to continue to move forward in the evangelism that you've already begun to give us. Everyone, you know, those of you that have been involved in evangelism here in recent weeks and months, you see the great things that have been taking place in evangelism. Ustedes que están ayudando en evangelismo las recientes semanas y meses, ustedes ven las cosas grandes que están ocurriendo. Now imagine if we were out there on a Saturday morning street corner, and all of a sudden, someone comes in with a great need. Could you see a Brother Prime, one of our other people, us, anyone? It doesn't, think about what I'm saying right now. It doesn't have to be a Brother Vic. It could be any one of you out there. Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost saying this. Giving the right word of faith, extending your right hand and touching someone on the shoulder or praying for someone and seeing a miracle take place. Hey, I'm speaking this faith out right now, and it can happen, and I believe it's going to happen very soon. Imagínense, nosotros estando allá en el sábado, en el evangelismo, y un hermano Prime, o uno de ustedes, no tiene que ser hermano Víctor o uno de los líderes, puede ser usted, hermana, usted, hermano, it could be you, sister, you, brother, you, young person, usted, joven, allí en la esquina, de repente, alguien viene, con una necesidad, y usted puede dar esa palabra de fe. Esa palabra de fe. Y de repente, un milagro toma lugar. It sounds a little bit outlandish, doesn't it? Suena como algo medio loquito, medio fuera de serie, ¿verdad? But that's exactly what the apostles were doing in the book of Acts, everybody. That's exactly what Peter and John did on the way to prayer on that bright and beautiful morning, as that man sat by the gate called Beautiful, asking for alms. Eso es precisamente lo que los apóstoles estaban haciendo, hermanos. En el libro de los Hechos, milagros, orando por la gente. Pedro y Juan caminando en la hora de oración para orar, pero se encontraron con un hombre que estaba pidiendo limosna. I hope you're feeling what I'm feeling. I hope you're hearing what I'm saying. Espero que están sintiendo lo que estamos hablando. Brother Raul and I have been talking about this in the last couple of weeks. El hermano Raul y yo ya tenemos semanas hablando de esto. Queremos ver los milagros. Queremos ver los milagros. We want to see the miracles. We want to see the miracles. And that's exactly where we're at, everybody. I feel that the Lord is on the verge. We are on the cusp of some great things that the Lord is about to give us. Apenas estamos en ese lugar donde el Señor quiere hacer cosas grandes, milagrosas, cosas tremendas que vamos a ver. Y yo creo que el Señor lo va a hacer por medio de ustedes. And I believe that the Lord is going to do it through you. Who's you? The body of Christ, el cuerpo de Cristo. Sus manos, sus bocas, sus pies. It's going to be your hands, your feet, your mouth that the Lord is going to use to perform these miracles. Right away we think, well, those were the apostles, Brother Vic. Hermano Victor, esos fueron los apóstoles. But who were the apostles before they were apostles? Fishermen, uneducated fishermen, pescadores que no tenían educación de grado alto. Eran pescadores, hermanos. Pero eran hombres y mujeres. They were men and women. Boy, Pastor Clark talked about it last night about the Azusa Street Revival. It was men and women and young people that were praying for people and performing great miracles. El pastor lo dijo anoche. Eran hombres y mujeres y jóvenes. No nomás hombres, pero mujeres. Jovencitas y jovencitos que estaban orando por la gente. Y el Señor estaba haciendo milagros por medio de esta gente. The Lord was performing miracles at the Azusa Street Revival through men and women. Not just men, not just leaders, women, young men, children perhaps. I hope you're hearing what I'm saying. Espero que están oyendo lo que estoy hablando, hermanos, porque aquí es donde estamos ahorita. Because I believe that's where we are at right now. I'm going to stop right now. Voy a parar ahorita porque yo le pedí. Hallelujah. All right, we already got some text messages. Sister Alina wrote, Fourth and Grove can be the present day Azusa Street in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. La hermana Alina escribió, el evangelismo que tenemos en la 4 y Grove, en la esquina, puede ser el avivamiento de Azusa Street que tuvimos hace 100 años presentemente en nuestro día, en el nombre de Jesús. Well, I didn't even see this coming in, but that's exactly what I've been describing in the last 5 minutes. Esto es precisamente lo que yo estaba describiendo en los últimos 5 minutos. Exactamente lo que estamos hablando. That's exactly what we've been saying. The Lord wants to give us this present day Azusa Street revival today through you. El Señor quiere darnos este avivamiento de la calle de Azusa presentemente por medio de ustedes, hermanos. Aleluya. And with that said, it's about 7:30, son las 7:30. We're going to be ending the call at 7:45, everybody. Vamos a terminar la llamada a las 7:45. But right now, I'm going to go ahead and bring in you know what? I'm going to read a message that Brother Samuel Roseberry just sent in. El hermano Samuel Roseberry. Roseberry. How do you like your last name, Roseberry, in Spanish, Brother Samuel? Hermano Roseberry. Sorry, I didn't mean to do that. It just comes out. We're having fun tonight, everybody. I hope you're patient with Brother Vic. But Brother Samuel sent in a great message as well. He wrote, seeing all these new people coming recently, the last couple of months as a result of our street services on Saturdays has been very inspiring. Thank you, Brother Roseberry. This is motivating for us. This encourages us. I'm going to read it in Spanish because this is a bilingual devotion. Viendo todas estas nuevas almas que están viniendo en los meses recientes como resultado del el evangelismo que tenemos en la calle en los sábados, nos inspira muchísimo. Thank you for that, Brother Roseberry. Gracias for that. Gracias for that. I'm all over the map, English and Spanish. Gracias for that, Brother Samuel Roseberry. This is good. This is good. I love it. All right. We're going to go ahead and open up the line. Brother Art, I hope you're ready, because Brother Art is with Brother Gustavo right now, listening to this together. Hermanos, Art está con hermano Gustavo, que acaba de ser bautizado hace una semana y media. I think we just baptized Brother Gustavo about a week and a half ago, maybe two weeks ago. And we're going to hear some things from them, just a quick word of testimony. It may only be 1 or 2 minutes or so, but we want to hear from them tonight. Brother Art, can you hear me? You're on the line.
Yes, I hear you, Brother Vic.
All right, Brother Art. I know there's several things that we've been talking about here in the last week or so, but go ahead and share what's on your mind. And if Brother Gustavo has a quick word, he's welcome to speak up as well. Go right ahead, and I'll translate for you from your English into Spanish.
All right. Praise the Lord, church, everybody.
Gloria a Dios todos.
I'm just excited where we're going and what direction the church is going in right now.
Estoy muy emocionado por la dirección que estamos caminando ahorita la iglesia.
We have really picked up momentum in our outreach and new people coming into the church, and it's really inspiring to see it all happen.
Mucha cosa grande que está pasando con nuestro evangelismo. Estamos viendo mucha gente nueva que está entrando, resultado del evangelismo.
I'm excited for Gustavo. You know, like you said, he got baptized not long ago, and he's got a desire for God.
Y estoy muy emocionado por lo que está pasando con Gustavo y el amor y el deseo que él tiene para el Señor.
And just let the church know that, you know, every time a new person comes in, we really got to connect with them, because that makes the difference. I know we all do, but it's just, you know, it's proof right here sitting next to Gustavo in my house where you know, my wife's cooking.
This is a huge
dinner.
This is a huge point, brother Art. El hermano Art acaba de decir que es tan importante que cuando alguien nuevo entra a la iglesia, es muy importante que nos conectemos con ellos. Él ahorita está aquí a mi lado, mi esposa está cocinando la cena, y I'm getting a little bit jealous. I hope that there's probably some good Mexican food, huh, brother Art? But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, it's going to be good. But it's just you know, really important for us to really reach out and connect and make the new people feel welcome, because this is a direct result of that.
Esto es un resultado, amen to that, brother Art, un resultado directo, like Brother Samuel just said, como hermano Samuel acaba de decir, viendo Gustavo es un resultado del evangelismo que estamos haciendo ahorita. Go ahead.
And just one last thing is, you know, I remember when I walked into Truth Church for the first time, and, you know, what I seen is different than what I felt. You know, I felt the presence of God very strong in that church. And what I seen people worshiping and doing things I wasn't used to, it may throw you off a little bit. But when the brothers came up and started talking to me and introducing themselves to me and just making me feel very welcome, what I seen didn't really affect me anymore, because I was feeling not only the presence of God, but the love from the church.
Brother Art, I let you run out. I didn't want to cut you off because it was a complete thought you were delivering. I'm going to come back to you in just a moment. Hermano Art está diciendo que cuando él primero vino a la iglesia, él sintió el poder y la presencia de Dios, pero él está muy feliz que muchos de los hermanos le llegaron para conectarse con él. Now, Brother Art, you said something. You were happy that, you know, you felt the power, the presence of God when you first came to the church, but you were happy that the men came and connected with you, because you said something, there was a difference. That what was different now?
You know, what I seen was different than what I felt, because when I seen everybody worshiping, I didn't understand it. You know, it wasn't that it was, you know, chasing me away. I just didn't understand that type of worship. But when the brothers came up to greet me, shake my hand, you know, talk to me, that's where the connection started right there, and that's where I felt.
Now, Art, this is so good that you're saying this. I want to make sure you're saying that when we're singing, like singing, we're worshiping, praising God. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. Yes.
That was different for you because you came from a Catholic background.
That is correct.
And so you didn't connect with that. It was kind of different, kind of strange to you.
Yeah, it was a little bit. But when the brothers came up and, you know, I felt the love and I felt the welcoming, I just sort of, that just, you know, took a back seat of the I would say, sort of uncomfortableness of being something new. And I just sort of focused on what I was feeling in the church as far as the presence of God and the welcoming me into the church.
Okay, this is good, Art. El hermano Art está diciendo que cuando él primero entró con los cantos, las alabanzas, él no pudo entender esto. Él viene de un pasado católico muy quedito, muy silencioso, pero ahora está viendo gente gritar, people shouting, singing, gente gritando, cantando en voz alta, y él no pudo relacionarse con esto. Pero cuando los hermanos le llegaron, pudieron identificar, conectarse con él, y luego él pudo hacer la conexión. You know, Brother Art, the reason I'm so thankful for you bringing this point, it may seem so insignificant, but when new people come into the church, we're used to everything. Nosotros estamos muy acostumbrados a todo, y lo aceptamos como todo está perfecto. We accept it that things are perfect. But when someone new comes into the church, like you or a Gustavo or someone else, alguien como Gustavo que entra por la primera vez, posiblemente es un mundo completamente raro. It's like a strange new world. And thank God, you brought the finishing point. The other brethren were able to come to you, connect with you, make you feel warm, like you're part of the family, and explain some things to you in time. Los hermanos pudieron llegar a hermano Art y conectarse con él primeramente. And there's many of us that are doing, Brother Sid, Sister Jessica, they're inviting people into their homes, making them feel welcome. Hermano Sid y Jessica están invitando a la gente para que lleguen a su casa, just like Brother Art and Lisa are doing with Gustavo tonight. Tal como hermano Art y Lisa están haciendo con Gustavo esta noche. This is so important because it removes that little uncomfortable empty space. Like, I don't, just imagine someone new. Well, I don't understand all this weird stuff, but I like the people. I feel I love the presence of God, but I'm going to just close my eyes to this. I'm going to just accept it by faith. But thank God there's an Art, Elisa, Sid. I mean, there's so many of you that are connecting with people. Gracias a Dios por la gente como Art, Elisa, y Sid, y Jessica, y muchos más, Miguel, Jessica, que están haciendo el esfuerzo de conectarse a la nueva gente. Boy, this is really good, Brother. I know we took a little bit more time, but this was important.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you, Brother Art, if Gustavo's there, I'm not going to put him on the spot, but can I just say hi to him? Brother, hacerle una pregunta a Gustavo, is that okay?
Yeah, it sure is, Brother Vic. I'm going to get him right now. He's sitting over right next to me. One last thing I just want to say is
go ahead.
Our connection with the new converts has to go beyond just Wednesdays and Sundays. We have to connect throughout the week, texting, calling, just keeping in touch. Here goes Gustavo.
Pues, that's good. La conexión nuestra necesita ser más que nomás miércoles y domingo. En otras palabras, Brother Art, that's good. We can't just be connecting with visitors and new converts on Wednesday, Thursday, Sunday services. It has to go out during the week in our own personal time. Tenemos que conectarnos con la gente nueva, no nomás miércoles, no nomás domingo, pero durante la semana, just like Art and Lisa are doing tonight. Brother Gustavo, you on the line?
Yeah, I'm on the line.
Oh, Gustavo, wow. I want you to know, Gustavo, just hearing your voice right now on the line, and I feel like everybody else that's on the line is feeling the same thing I'm feeling. It feels good. It feels right to hear your voice. It says, suena tan bonito oír su voz, Gustavo. And I don't know if everyone knows this, but Gustavo is bilingüe, like Brother Vic and several of you. Él habla el español. Hermano Gustavo, ¿por qué no nos da su nombre completo en español?
Gustavo Javier Flores.
Gustavo Javier Flores. Very proper, very educated. I like that. Gustavo,
yeah,
I just want to ask you a couple of quick questions, and I'm going to translate. You will say it in English, and I'll translate your answers into Spanish, or you could do it in English or Spanish, both.
All right.
¿Cómo te sientes desde que te bautizaste? How do you feel since you've been baptized, Gustavo?
I've been feeling good. More opportunities.
Te siento bien. Más oportunidades. Go ahead.
Yeah, you want to translate.
Me siento más cerca de la familia.
Con
you do
familia
it. You know what? I want you to
church.
Do it in English and Spanish, Gustavo. You do it by yourself. Go ahead.
Me gusta ir a la iglesia todos los domingos y los the Wednesday.
This is good.
I try not to miss.
You don't.
Presentarme muy, muy bien y seguir con el amor de lo que está dando el
Los
hermanos
yes.
y las hermanas oí la palabra del pastor Clark y me da alegría y estoy tratando de contar el Holy Ghost,
el Espíritu Santo,
para praise God even more and to keep on moving with this good moment,
Gustavo,
that we have here, and I like it.
Yes.
And I'm just a good opportunity, and one of the best opportunities I ever had in my life. And I never really felt like this ever. And I'm gonna keep on doing it, and until I go up to heaven with God, and I ain't gonna stop.
Gustavo, you are forcing, you are squeezing the tears out of my eyes when you say, this is the greatest opportunity I've ever had. Me está sacando las lágrimas, hermano Gustavo, cuando él dice que esta es la mejor oportunidad que alguien me ha dado. And look at the perspective that Gustavo is speaking from. You that are on the call, you're thinking, wow, look at how interesting he says that. This is the greatest opportunity. When we use the word opportunity, we usually talk about a job opportunity, an opportunity to make more money. Cuando hablamos de la oportunidad, regularmente estamos hablando de una oportunidad de un trabajo, de ganar más dinero, un carro nuevo, a new car, a new relationship, an opportunity. Well, he's talking about the greatest opportunity any human being can ever be given to have a relationship with Jesus. Aleluya. Él está hablando de la mejor oportunidad que cualquier humano pueda tener de tener una relación con Jesucristo. Oh, it doesn't get better than that. And we're hearing it pure and innocently from someone new like Gustavo. Estamos oyendo esto de inocentemente puro, algo muy puro y genuino, por medio de nuestro hermano Gustavo. Gustavo, it is a pleasure to hear your voice. Es un placer oír tu voz. I want to tell you that people are just texting right now. There's several people that are texting in. We love Gustavo. Amamos a Gustavo. Someone said I was just thinking the same thing. Estaba pensando la misma cosa. And we keep on hearing more texts. We love Gustavo. Amamos a Gustavo. Gustavo and Brother Art, thank you for being on the call tonight. We look forward to hearing more of you in the future. Esperamos oír más de ellos en el futuro. Ya tenemos que cerrar la llamada. We need to close this call out now, everybody, but I want to end on this thought. We just heard from everybody. My mind is going 100 miles an hour. Felipe and Andrea, who are the guests of Adrian and Julie, invitados de Adrián y Julie. I want to end on this great note. Quiero terminar en esta nota tan positiva. They just let us know this week. Los acaban de avisarnos a nosotros que ellos dijeron estas palabras. Esto es lo que yo he estado buscando. This is what we have been looking for. I have found a new home in your church. Y he encontrado un nuevo hogar. Mi nueva casa es su iglesia. I feel at home at your church. Me siento en casa en su iglesia. Well, Felipe and Andrea, if you're on the call, this is your new home. Esta es su nueva casa, su nuevo hogar. And then a couple of days later, a few days ago, Brother Adrian let me know, hace unos días el hermano Adrián me acaba de avisar diciéndome que ellos quieren dedicar sus hijos en nuestra iglesia. They now want to dedicate their children in our church, I believe this coming Sunday, posiblemente este domingo que viene. Y ahora quieren saber del bautismo. They want to learn about baptism because they want to be baptized very soon in the name of Jesus. Ellos quieren ser bautizados muy pronto, en un futuro muy cercano, en el nombre glorioso, en el nombre precioso de Jesús. Praise God. With that said, everybody, we've got to go ahead. My heart is touched by Gustavo's words, says Sister Cindy. Mi corazón es impresionado por las palabras de Gustavo, dice la hermana Cindy. And we got all kinds of messages here. My mama from San Diego sending other messages. Mi mamá de Gustavo, mi mamá, she's your mama too, Gustavo. Mi mamá en San Diego acaba de mandar una palabra para Gustavo. Gustavo, Jesus bless you more with the Holy Ghost. Gustavo, que el Señor Jesús te bendiga con el Espíritu Santo. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, man. Everybody, we want to remind you about our Azusa Street Revival that we're having on the corner of 4th and Grove this Saturday at 11 a.m. Todos quiero recordarles de nuestro avivamiento de la calle de Azusa que vamos a tener en la esquina de 4 y Grove este sábado a las 11 de la mañana. Los queremos ver todos allí. We want to see everybody there. God bless all of you in the name of Jesus. Dios los bendiga a todos en el nombre precioso de Jesús. Amén y amén.